Just back to Maisis Mishnah Vov. Hametamid. A tamid is somebody who takes the grapes that were crushed already before, and he made wine out of this, and after he made the wine, he removes the wine, and he's left with all these pulps and seeds that remain. So metamid is, he takes the leftovers from the previous winemaking process and now puts more water on them, and he makes a new wine. He can make a secondary wine out of that. So the question is it a secondary wine? When is it chayv in trumas amaisus? So the not in mind the midah must contain midah. He put water to a certain amount, and then he measures the amount of liquid he has at the same amount as he had before. According to the Tanakhama, he's potter because we assume that's only water with a little flavoring. It's not, doesn't have the grape juice mixed into it. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda is a mechayev because he assumes that even though it's the same size, but the grape juice got mixed into it, and the pulp absorbs the water. So even though the same size, it does have a certain amount of water. The amount it has to have is one third more than you started off with. That's a one third wine, and it was one out, really a quarter. Originally had three measures, and now you have four. Matzi yoytim yotei midasa. If you ended up having more than the original measure, like we said before, you originally had three measures, and now you have four. That is even going to chachamim. It's considered halachically wine, and you take a trumas amaisus l'fi cheshbon. You don't have to take a trumas amaisus connected the entire amount because we're saying that it's only one quarter wine. But if you treat it as one quarter wine, take a trumas amaisus connected one quarter, even from another place, you can take a trumas amaisus on that one quarter.